Last year, the Bethel Winter House took care of 216 visitors, people who went there at least once. Annie Cochran is on its board of directors.
You know, sometimes homelessness doesn't look like what we think it does. And most people think that the individuals that we serve are chronically homeless. Not very many of our people are chronically homeless.
Cochran says many people who stay in the Bethel Winter House do it because they might have fallen behind on rent and need a place to stay for the night. Sometimes they are teenagers escaping a rough time in their home. It costs almost $80,000 to run the winter house for about 3 months.
We offer a dinner, we offer overnight shelter, and we offer a breakfast.
But thanks to Wells Fargo, the Bethel Winter House can keep those services available for another month. Wells Fargo has a philanthropic arm in Alaska that gives out funds to help people put a down payment on a house or teach them about buying homes. And they also give out money to nonprofits to tackle homelessness. For the Bethel Winter House, that amount is $20,000. Other nonprofits that received funding from Wells Fargo this year include Glory Hall in Juneau and the Nome Community Hall and Nome Emergency Shelter Team. Reporting in Bethel, I'm Christy Schallenberger.